You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I love my little dog a lot, little Goldie Fawn. She's the best little dog ever, but I will straight up tell you that she grosses me out because she'll eat anything, anything on the ground. Mm-hmm. We think it's because she came from Kansas. She was a rescue dog, and she was about a year old when they found her, and she was wandering the streets, Dom. So essentially, that's how she survived, I'm guessing, that she was just eating anything and everything. And so we decided to go for a quick little walk at the park last night at about 7 o'clock. So we, gathered up the kids and went up to the park, and we're running around with the dog, and the kids are on the playground and stuff. And Reed comes over and grabs Goldie because I was holding her, and he's like, "What is she chewing on? What is she eating?" And Goldie's a small dog. She's got a small little snout, and she's really going to town on something big. And we're all, "Goldie, drop it, drop it, drop it." And she spits out this half rat, half mouse looking thing, still fully intact. And there's like flies and maggots all over it. And all four of us just instantly went into full freakout mode and completely disgusted that this dog had this in her mouth. Knick-knack made me go home and immediately brush her teeth. It was an emergency teeth brushing. So I got the beef flavored toothpaste out. And went to town on her, put a little peroxide in there, and she's, I was like, "This is what you get." And then afterwards, we had a little talk with the kids as to, this is why we don't let the dog lick our face, because my kids are very big on letting the dog lick the face,
She's just being a dog, though.
She's just being a dog, but my God, That's what they do. Disgusting. It was so nasty. And then the second thing that went on yesterday caused my wife to call me a complete and total a-hole. Because you know how picky I am about my lawn and my front lawn. I've now been doing the crisscross pattern on it, like Coors Field. It looks really, really nice, and it's green. But my neighbor to one side of me has a giant linden tree. Are you familiar with the linden tree, Dom?
I don't know. Maybe if I saw it, I guess.
Provides lovely shade in the summer. But it blossoms every year with these pretty flowers, and then they kind of die off, and then these seed packets come, and then they die off. And it dumps. It dumps these seed packets and dead flowers like crazy. And a little windstorm came up yesterday.
I see where this is going.
I took out all my trees in my front yard because I just want my beautiful grass and I want it low maintenance. I looked out that front window and the entire front lawn was covered in these seed packets and flowers.
May I guess?
Well, please do.
You did the blower and you leaf blower?
Just last summer, I purchased a Mac Daddy blower. This thing, okay, this will blow you right across the street. I blew them all out of my yard into the street, and then I took a left, and I blew them down to this person's house, took another left, and blew them right back into their front yard.
Yeah, that's a jerk.
I don't know if you're... Yeah, I do know that you're not going to take my side. Is that a jerk move, or is that just like,
It's a jerk move.
Maintain your freaking tree. Please. Well, trim it up a little bit. And it's not just me. It blows across my lawn and then down like four or five more houses, too, that are trying to keep their lawns nice.
It's what you signed up for when you moved into that neighborhood.
You sound like my wife.
But
she's like,
right.
I guess we should have moved somewhere with land then.
She's right.
She goes, this is just like when I clean the counters and do all the dishes, and you come in and make a sandwich and leave everything out.
Right. I know you don't like the truth, but that's what you sign up for when you move into a neighborhood like that.
Well,
you're going to have to deal with your neighbor's trees.
I did deal with it yesterday in Jer Bear fashion, and all that stuff is back on their lawn.
You are a jerk.
And she's out there. She's like, it's just going to blow again, and everything's going to come back.
Yeah, you'll just be out there every day. That's funny. I remember a call from a listener many years ago. They were talking about how they came home, and their neighbor was this crotchety old guy, and he had his leaf blower. But he was not only blowing, leaves from their tree, but his own leaves from his tree.
Oh, see, and I don't do that.
He was blowing into their yard.
I won't do that.
And the funny thing about that call that I remember is that they said he looked up, made eye contact with him, and then just kept on going. He didn't even stop.
Yeah. I saw a couple neighbors across the street eyeing me, and I was like, what are they thinking about me right now?
Well, they're thinking what we're all thinking.
Unless they're going, Jer, stick it to them.
Yeah, the ones who are like you are thinking that. Like, but I think the average person is going, dude,
I don't think so at all.
Just bag them up
and
get on with your life.
I don't think so at all.